This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, hour number two. Good morning, Upstate. This is the Tara Show. The Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. On the text line, I get this, and I see this, and I'm like, now, this is an interesting text. If Trump isn't going to invoke martial law, why did he use Space Force to cripple the power grids of Pakistan, Iran, Berlin, and the Vatican? Now, I tried to stay up on the latest events. I had heard nothing about this one. So, the Space Force. So, like in Pakistan, on January the 9th, the power grid did crash. And, on January the 10th, it was back. And when the power grid crashed, they still had emergency lights. And I don't, if you're going to use the Space Force, my presumption would be they would use some sort of an EMP. And you don't have emergency lights when, we've seen this before. We've seen this before. You know what? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Greenville. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Good morning. I want to urge passive resistance by 75 million people and to basically withdraw our participation from their economic system. I'm getting ready to change my insurance company. I'm getting ready to drop AT&T as my internet and phone provider. Any company that's woke, take note. Don't do business with them, and let the economy collapse in the next year. Save your money, invest well, don't do anything stupid, don't panic, but peacefully withdraw from the system.
Sure. Let me ask you a question.
Do anything with a company that's woke.
Yeah. Do you have options as far as your internet service where you live? Because I don't.
Frankly, it's the Charter cable, but at least I know that Charter cable doesn't have CNN and Yahoo and Google.
Okay.
So
I've wanted to change a couple of times, and I don't have. So I guess my question to that, I understand that part. But see, like I have Verizon Wireless, right? I think Verizon is financing the inauguration. Or something. I saw where they gave a lot of money to that. And I'm thinking like you're thinking, maybe it's time to find another service provider. I just like to find one that is apolitical. Did we lose Mike? Okay, well, Mike, I agree with you. I would like to find a business that is purely mercenary, and they just want my money, and that's it, and they have no allegiance to anybody else. I fully agree with you, sir. And thank you very much for the call. Happy New Year to you. But back to this whole idea that why would Trump knock out the power grids in Pakistan, Iran, Berlin, and where else? The Vatican. In the Vatican, they had a power outage around about the same time as Pakistan. And anything that happens in Europe, you got to remember, they have gone all in on the renewables. So they probably have a lot of power outages from time to time. This one just happened to fall in line with this. And there were certain websites that were reporting that when the power outage happened, that happened so they could arrest the Pope and charge him with 80 different charges, including pedophilia and child molestation and all this other stuff. Of course, he didn't get arrested. And the power is back on the next day. And I still don't understand what the Space Force would have to do I don't know what that would have to do with martial law in the United States. Maybe I'm just too simple to understand this. A WORD news report said National Guard troops from all 50 states were called to D.C. That's very odd. Actually, it isn't. But we shouldn't be participating in it. That's my opinion. But it's not very odd. Most of the National Guards. Nowadays, National Guard and Army Reserve, I don't know why anybody would be a member of that and not just be a member of the regular component. Because you're liable to be called up just any old time. Just any old time. So, and then I get Bill, I could not agree with that last caller. We have got to show these people what 75 million people they don't want to do business with really means to their bottom line. You know, I sort of started to retreat from social media. And when I thought about this, I was like, I'm retreating from social media. And I thought to myself, why would I retreat from anything? I'm not doing anything wrong. So with some social media, I have gone back to it. I dropped my Twitter account for all of you. A lot of people that listen here, for some reason, they decide to follow me on Twitter, which is a little bit like watching the concrete dry, watching my Twitter account. So when I deleted that, I was actually doing you a favor. But right now, I'm still on most everything out there. Don't like it very much. I'm getting on some of the other things, but I'm not going to retreat from any of this. If they want to come and push me out, they're welcome to try. They are welcome to try. But I'm not going to sit back and go somewhere. I'm just going to stay where I'm at. But I mean, what we're going to see, and this is the truth of it. Joe Biden is going to have a very hard time of this. I mean, recently, in very recent memory, we've had a 50-50 split in the Senate, and Trent Lott and Tom Daschle liked each other. I don't know how Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer regard each other nowadays, unless all of that is just, you know, camouflage what they say about each other. Could be, I don't know. These politicians, I don't trust any of them now. Not a one. Not a single one of them. But this is just the beginning of it. And it's going to be a long, hard road for Gropey Joe. Not the least of which is in the background, his wife and Kamala Harris are going to be fighting. Because his wife's going to make sure they have a food taster. Because Scamala has some plans. She wants to be the prez. When we get back, we're going to talk about the whole idea that you should just forget about it. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for 3 small business insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by 3.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's fighting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have 3. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. 3 is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. 3. No nonsense, just common sense.
The Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Text line's going crazy today. Going crazy. I'm asked, would you support a military insurrection and all these criminals be tried for treason? You're not talking about an insurrection. You don't want a military insurrection. You might want a coup, but you don't want an insurrection. Trust me. And the problem comes after it, after the insurrection. And social media, listen, social media is cyclic. Now, we've been enjoying, quote unquote, enjoying Facebook and Twitter for quite some time. But before there was Twitter, there was something called ICQ. And it was literally the letter ICQ. And everybody was on ICQ there for a while. It was a gaming thing. And most of your influencers were on there before there was really influencers. And, of course, before there was Facebook, there was MySpace. And very soon, these two shall pass. Jack Dorsey, you know, if I were Jack Dorsey, I would go out there and I would fire myself because he is his own worst, biggest PR thing. But, I mean, this whole thing about this stuff, it reminds me a little bit. I got my son one of those virtual reality things, and that's what social media is. Social media is this fake world where you're out there and you have followers and fans and all this other stuff, and it's nothing of the sort. I mean, it is nothing of the sort. It's never been anything of the sort, and it's sort of funny in a way. It's sort of funny to me. Anyway, back in the day, there was this guy who used to weigh about 600 pounds, and he was a 5'2", and his name was Al Sharpton. Then he lost some weight, and he sold his radio show somehow to MSNBC, and now he is on MSNBC. But he said the other day, this was all orchestrated by this president who gave them their marching orders. And this was about the unquiet riot on Capitol Hill. Now, all the people who stayed in the Fashion Mart after closing that he incited the riot on, they were unavailable for comment. So inciting a riot does not serve as a prerequisite for gaining on-air employment at MSNBC, but it's also not a disqualifier. And here we have the whole thing about forget about it. Forget aboutism demands that we collectively erase context and develop amnesia for not only history, but for what happened every night last summer. Now, back then, Sharpton announced, we will not stand by and allow them to move with this brother so that some white interloper can expand his business. And then an armed man shot customers in Freddy's Fashion Mart and torched it with people still inside in 1995. You think that Al knows something about incitement. And the owners, what actually happened was the African-American owners of the store actually aimed to move a black-owned record store. Sharpton said, if the Jews want to get it on, tell them to pin their yarmulkes back and come over to my house. So, any invocation of double standard regarding the Capitol Hill riot elicits calls of whataboutism. Kind of it's kind of the thing they adopt if they flunked Latin. And the other redoubts of forget aboutism, and the latter phenomenon seems the more relevant to the current situation. Forget aboutism is a kind of Jedi mind trick for people who did not watch Star Wars, and it demands that we collectively erase context. That a Bernie Sanders supporter who shot up a congressional Republican baseball practice, was that insurrection? Was that sedition? Forget about it. The left-wing neighbor who broke Rand Paul's ribs by Pearl Harboring him as he mowed his lawn? Forget about it. The dozens of dead and billions of dollars in property damage in black American neighborhoods because of the peaceful protests of Black Lives Matter, forget about it. Remember during the Black Lives Matter riots when Representative Ayanna Pressley, the quiet beetle of the squad, said on MSNBC, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives? Forget about it. Or Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey. She said, America's burning, but that's how forests grow. Forget about that, too, although. But what about the Maxine Waters bullhorn speech imploring activists to harass prominent Republicans eating in restaurants, just like they harassed Ted Cruz, Sarah Huckabee Sanders? If you see anybody from the cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out, you create a crowd, and you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anywhere anymore. Forget about it. These are the same politicians that are now furious that some conspiracy theorist Yahoo put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. They're exhibiting emotions ranging from indifferent to ebullient as the mobs toppled statues of Ulysses Grant, Francis Scott Key, Christopher Columbus, Robert E. Lee, Jefferson, George Washington, Saint Junipero Serra, Abraham Lincoln. Forget about it. And what about the whole concocting the Stop the Steal style conspiracy theory bought and paid for by the own party and the Hillary Clinton campaign about the Kremlin capturing the White House for Donald Trump? The election was hijacked. There's no question Congress has the duty to hashtag protect our democracy and hashtag follow the facts. Forget about it. At that time, Jimmy Carter pardoned Puerto Rican communists who shot five congressmen on the floor of the House of Representatives. Bill Clinton's last day in office when he commuted the sentence of a woman who bombed the Capitol in 1983. Barack Obama befriending an unrepentant terrorist who bombed the Capitol in 1970. Forget about all that. At least Martin Scorsese, his creation's fond of forget about it, normally refer to wiping the slate clean of your transgression and not theirs. Political forget-aboutism is a get-out-of-jail-free card for the malefactors who reflexively dismiss those inconvenient truths. Let's talk about how to fight big tech. That when we get back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Ziplining across a vast valley, roasting s'mores beside the lake, whitewater rafting, relaxing beside an ocean view pool. Well, trying to at least. There are lots of great things to dream about doing in South Carolina, so when you're ready to visit, South Carolina is ready to make those dreams a reality. From a classic road trip to a relaxing weekend getaway, South Carolina is open for discovery. Start planning today at discoversouthcarolina.com.
Secret agent stuff. Yeah, yeah. Sort of. 80s secret agent stuff. Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. If we're going to be completely objective about it, and we should always be objective about it, we've got to give the Zuckerbergs and the Bezoses and the Dorseys of the world their due. The apps that they've created are some of the greatest technological marvels in history. It's too bad that the purveyors of the technologies, Apple, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Amazon, all that stuff they have on offer, are run by such profoundly cartoonish, evil, Dr. Evil type idiots. And what we saw in the past week makes it pretty clear that these companies are out to get you if you are conservative. By extension, they're really out to get America itself, because anyone tyrannical and dastardly enough to wish to ruin people financially and to destroy their power to speak over simple political or philosophical disagreements isn't just a political partisan. Anybody who would do that, what these people did to Parler for the sin of providing a platform for conservatives to talk amongst each other after being persecuted by other social platforms, they don't have any respect for the ideals that founded the country and bind it together still. You know, they came for Q. I'm not a follower of Q. They made it clear the other letters of the alphabet can be in the crosshairs anytime, though, when they did that. And there's no limit to the absurdities that they may follow. And today, Facebook will fact-check you if you turn heterodox on COVID. Tomorrow, they'll bounce you from their dating app if you stay hetero in the face of offers from trans women, if you were to actually assume there's such a thing as a trans woman. And don't you dare misgender her, you bigot. And then there's Jack Dorsey, the little Rasputin lookalike, whose mismanagement of Twitter is exceptionally likely to result in, one, a hostile takeover of the company, two, a massive shareholder lawsuit over his dishonest public statements, creating a material financial loss to their portfolios, and three, an SEC investigation. He just got himself caught on Project Veritas tape, promising that his shutdown of the President of the United States is only the beginning of the purge. Amid this mass removal of the masks and sudden baring of the teeth, with half the country being branded as untouchable by the big tech overlords, what are you the normal American's supposed to do. Well, one idea to kick things off is to simply be brave. And I'm not trying to insult your courage, but there's something called Brave, which is a web browser. That's one thing you could do. That's the creation of Brandon Eich. He is the inventor of JavaScript and the CEO of Mozilla. And for a time, he had the Firefox browser. And for a time, it was a lot better than the Microsoft and Google product. But then he was thrown out of his own company by a bunch of proto-fascists that he employed for the sin of making a contribution to the National Organization for Marriage. So he went out and started something new. What he's done is he's created a cryptocurrency, so you don't have to worry about ads or anything else. There's other things you can do. The biggest thing you can do is understand this. If Twitter kicks you off Twitter, that ends Twitter's control over you, doesn't it? I mean, you can go to Gab, Parler's back. I mean, if this is one of these things, I know a lot of people in the media business that have invested a lot of money in building up their following on Twitter and on Facebook, and to that end, they're very reluctant to let go of it. But that's the problem. I have a YouTube channel called Lock and Load Radio 1, and everybody will tell you, well, one day YouTube is going to kick you off because guns. Okay. Well, there's other avenues out there that I can go to. There's BitChute, there's Rumble if you just want general video, and then there's things like Full 30 and GunStreamer that actually do gun-type content. The problem with all of these things is that nobody will simply leave YouTube and only publish on these other platforms. And they will tell you, it's because of the following they have there. They can't, they don't want to, and it's not like they're deserting the following. If you can navigate your web browser to YouTube, you can navigate it to Rumble or BitChute or GunStreamer, if that's your flavor. You can go that way just as easily as you can go to YouTube. Now, you're not going to find, if you go to GunStreamer, you're probably not going to find any videos on how to install a new belt on your dryer. You'll have to go back to YouTube for that. As far as social media is concerned, here's the thing about private companies, too. All of you out there saying, well, they're private companies and they can do what they want. No, they can't. If there's a baker out there that is, he is made to bake a cake for somebody he doesn't want to bake a cake for, then Amazon is not a private company. Google and Apple, they're not private companies. There's lots of options out there if you go looking for them. But it comes down to this. At some point, if they survive, because when they start purging, they're going to be purging a lot of the impressions. The way these guys make money is they get out there and somebody from Facebook will call, one of these companies that sells bracelets. And they'll say, hey, this particular type of post gets so many impressions, and that's why it's going to cost you this much to have this ad. Well, if they get rid of half the impressions, that's going to take down their price. And Zuckerberg may be rich, and some people within it may be rich, but, it's not. These are very big. The name of the better browser is called Brave. Brave. But this is them shooting themselves in the foot while they do this purge. But there's going to be other apps pop up. I mean, YouTubers are going to migrate to some places. Podcasters are very hard to stop. That's why I have a podcast. That's why my show goes out as a podcast. Radio is very hard to stop, despite what you may have heard coming out of Cumulus. And right now, everybody that's... See, this is the thing. You're the product. I'm the product. We're the audience, too. So what they're doing is they're messing with their own dynamic in the name of virtue signaling, which will ultimately blow their own support out from under them. It's going to be pretty funny. I'm just watching it. Everything passes. We'll be right back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. The Ingalls Markets Talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Have you ever seen a prize fighter? Before a fight, a prize fighter is warming up to the degree that by the time he finally heads to the ring, he's not warmed up, he's hot. I mean, he's sweating profusely. And that's what we've got to be doing right now, because when we get back in the ring, we got to be ready to throw some haymakers. And in the interim, as we're warming up, we just need a little patience. Like, after Jennifer Flowers, they said Clinton was cooked. And then came Paula Jones and Kathleen Willey and Juanita Broderick and Monica and The Stain. And he got impeached, and then he was elected for a second term. And even his wife got to run as a major party presidential nominee. They said Jeremiah Wright was cooked after that sick, hateful sermon that uncovered during the Obama first run. And yet his own protege, the Jew-hater and anti-white racist Raphael Warnock, has been resuscitated to a United States senator. They said Biden was cooked. He was exposed as a pathological liar, fabricated his own life story, and added the lie that his father, a used car salesman, had been a coal miner. He was exposed as a plagiarist. Then he started showing signs of mental attrition. You know, children rubbing the glistening blonde hair on his legs, that kind of thing. Said that out loud. no problem, time passed. And it goes both ways. They said Nixon was cooked in the 50s, and he had to salvage his status by making the Checkers speech. Then cooked after losing to JFK in 60. And that then really finished in 62 after one more loss in California. 6 years later, he was elected president by the biggest of landslides. They said Reagan was finished after he unsuccessfully challenged Gerald Ford, that he lost his right-wing base when he preemptively named liberal Republican Richard Schweiker as his potential running mate. But he got elected president in due time. They thought Iran-Contra finished him off. And he got reelected by an even bigger margin. Oliver North. They said he was finished by Iran-Contra, and in time he became bigger. They said Rush Limbaugh was finished after he called some woman a bad word for publicly demanding that you and I pay taxes for birth control as often as she wants to use it. Rush only got bigger. What became of her, though? What was her name? And this is how reality works nowadays. It is all fiction. If you go 3 months, 6 months without watching a single minute of commercial or cable news, you will have missed nothing at all, which is why I don't watch any of that stuff. Just get the headlines off the internet and strip away the chicken fat. Remember when Trump's run was nipped at the bud when the audio came out of the trailer? He was finished. Remember how Mueller had the goods on Trump consorting with Putin? How Avenatti was going to take down Trump, Michael Cohen? Stormy Daniels' story was his end. Remember how they said Clarence Thomas would never live down Anita Hill? Now, I know who John Galt is, but if you're under age 50, do you even know who Anita Hill is? And if you do, do you care? Remember how they said Brett Kavanaugh would never live down what's-her-name Blasey Ford? Kavanaugh's doing fine, and already Ford Blasey, whatever her name is forgotten outside Berkeley and its Northern California environs. The key to understand here is that the 24/7, 365 cable and social media cycle has changed our world from 30% truth and 70% lies to a world of 5% truth and 95% lies. And all news now is one huge hyperbolic TV commercial aimed at baiting you to click so that they get richer by getting more hits, more views, more likes, more followers. So they falsify truth because it's more interesting than the moon appearing or the grass growing. All you have to do is look at the moronic pink-haired influencers on YouTube. And they're influencers, but they can't spell They can barely grasp syntax or diction. They know almost no history, can't write without a calculator, can't read cursive writing. They know pink or blue hair, in a few words, racist, systemic racist, homophobe, all that works. All of this, it will pass. Just like this hour did. Let's start another one. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.